MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, November 25, 2025. Same-day registration may be on the ballot, and Rockport seawall will be repaired. Cloudy, breezy, low 50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 2:16 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that a proposal to scrap the state's 10-day cutoff to register to vote before elections is inching toward the 2026 ballot. Backers of the plan, which was filed by Secretary of State Bill Galvin, said they had exceeded the required 75,000 signatures from voters who support the measure, clearing a major hurdle in the qualifying process. Those signatures were due to be submitted to city and town clerks by a Wednesday deadline. Galvin filed the proposal in August, saying it would improve voting access and reduce administrative burdens for local election clerks. Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times. A company has been chosen to supply engineering services for the planned $4.1 million repair of the Long Beach seawall. The select board voted 5-0 last week to award the engineering services contract to Amesbury-based GZA Geoenvironmental, Inc. Current plans for the seawall project call for the improvement and replacement of more than 500 cubic yards of concrete wall and the concrete stairs at the westerly end of Long Beach. The almost 100-year-old wall was damaged by storms March 2 to 3, 2018, which led to oversight by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Elizabeth Della Piana reports on itemlive.com. In Saugus, the Board of Appeals has officially approved the special permit for building a new liquor store along with buffers and a fence at 206 Lincoln Avenue, where Amato's Liquors used to stand. But before the plans could be approved, conditions were given for the project. The first one had to do with the use of previous pavement and whether it would be required for the whole site. However, Bruce Jeff and the project engineer stated that they'd be using two catch basins instead. And Buck Anderson reports in the Salem News, for the 17th consecutive year, the Danvers Historical Society will open the holiday season with its parade of trees at Tapley Memorial Hall at 13 Page Street. But be warned, the exhibition will be open for only 5 days, Wednesday, December 3, through Saturday, December 7, after which the trees and wreaths will be returned to the businesses, organizations, and families that donated them. Many of the trees and wreaths are decorated with imaginative and beautiful designs created with unusual objects and materials. Since 2009, donors have combined their imaginations and artistic skills with a variety of themes for their holiday decorations. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, this is the week for high school Thanksgiving rivalry football games. Games kick off Thursday morning. This year's matchups include Gloucester at Danvers, Beverly hosting Salem, Swampscott Marblehead at Marblehead, Saugus goes to Peabody. Northeast Regional is at Masconomet, Revere will be hosting Winthrop. Lynn English is at Lynn Classical, St. John's Prep visits Xaverian, Bishop Fenwick hosts St. Mary's, Newburyport travels to Amesbury, North Reading is at Linfield, Ipswich at Hamilton Wenham, Anchester Tech at Manchester Essex, and Triton at Pentucket. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Eve, Lynn Tech meets Kip Academy at 4 at Manning Field in Lynn. Next week, St. John's Prep in Division 1, Amesbury in Division 7 will represent the North Shore in MIAA Super Bowls at Gillette Stadium. The Gloucester High Athletic Hall of Fame Committee is presenting a women's college hockey game at the Talbot Rink Saturday afternoon. Northeastern takes on Penn State at 2 p.m. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night. They're off again this evening. Both back in action tomorrow. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.